morning. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. This is Kristen Korb singing I Got It Bad off her CD In the Meantime. And I feel so lucky to have Kristen Korb sitting here in the studio with me. Hi, Kristen.
I'm thrilled to be here. Good morning.
Because this is an instrumental, or a vocal album, rather, I haven't been playing much of it on Morning Edition. I've been playing the other guys who've been coming to the Jazz Fest. So this is really the first time that I've been listening to you as I've been cueing these songs. And, I'm no total jazz head or anything, but I heard sort of echoes of Sarah Vaughan in there, kind of a lower range, a wry sense of, really enjoying what you're doing. And I was pleased to read in your bio that you kind of have a connection to Sarah Vaughan, at least an influence from her.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like jazz history in general. She's definitely one of the big influences. Ella Fitzgerald, Carmen McRae, Nancy King.
Right.
For me, it's funny that you mentioned it as a vocal album, because I think of it as an instrumental album. Well, I just happen to be singing on it as well as playing bass. So for me, it's like I view things lyrically and trying to tell stories and things like that. But I guess I view myself so much as a musician, and it's the vocal or instrumental thing. I don't even think about it that way.
Okay.
But I mean, I know like the rest of the world thinks normally.
Well, I'll ask the dumb question for everybody else, since we're all going to want to know when we watch you perform. Do you sing when you play the bass,
yeah,
or do you somehow have to give it over to the piano so you can concentrate on the melody? How's that work?
I guess a little bit of a freak show. I mean, it's in the studio, we separate those things because with mixing issues and stuff like that, we lay down the instrumental tracks and then do the vocals. But live, it's all happening at the same time, singing and playing. And for me, the whole thing on the bandstand is it's a party. And there's conversations and there's jokes and there's banter between players. And it's all happening musically, but we look at each other, we smile, we laugh, we poke and we prod. I mean, for me, it's the interaction, and the audience is definitely a part of the band in that conversation. So sometimes those conversations for me are happening vocally. Sometimes it's bass-wise. I'll be doing a piece tonight that I just play and sing by myself. There's nobody else.
Okay.
So I'll trade solos with myself. I sing in harmony. The voice is in harmony with the bass. Sometimes they're acting completely, seemingly independently, but I view them more as interdependent because they weave in and out of each other.
I wonder why. It just must be your passion for what jazz involves. It is a dialogue among instrumentalists and vocalists, and you're just covering all the bases because you play the bass and you sing as well. But I mean, I think you could have gone ahead just as a singer. I mean, you've got the voice and you've got everything you need to be
the people to dress me in,
to be in the spotlight as a vocalist. And the bass is not, the bass is not always that in the front instrument. It's absolutely critical to jazz, but often the bass is sometimes, back there in the shadows doing this thing. What draws you to this combination?
It picked me. I didn't really have a whole lot of choice in it. I was a guitar player as a kid. Grew up loving country music and wanted to be Barbara Mandrell and all that stuff. And I heard the vocal jazz ensemble from the middle school play for us. And, the cafetorium floor, I'm sitting on the floor and heard the orchestra. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Heard the band. Wah, 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 wah. And then the vocal jazz ensemble came up and everybody was moving to the music and having fun. And there was a student band. And I was like, I want to be in the band.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't thinking, I want to play jazz. It was everybody's having fun. I want to have fun playing music with other people. And my guitar teacher called the junior high choir director and said, I have a student that wants to play guitar in your group. He goes, it's not a guitar, it's a bass guitar. She wants to do that, that's fine. I was like, whatever, I want to play. And to me, once I started that process and my choir director played jazz before school, after school, during lunch. I mean, the music room was a place where everybody hung out.
Mm-hmm.
That was your hang place. And I even did sports, but before, you know, if I wasn't in the middle of a practice, I was in the music room. And just being surrounded by the music, and he would never say, this is what it is, you should be listening to this. It was just always there. And then I would start asking questions, you know. Whoa, that's so weird. Who's that? That's Ella Fitzgerald. Oh, she's really crazy. That's so cool. You know, and just to hear those things. And then with the bass anchoring everything and just going to clinics and workshops, like for the Sitka Festival, like I'm helping kids, clinicians would come and say, the bass is the most important part of the band. You've got to be in charge of the time. You've got to be in charge of the chords. You got to keep everybody bound together and feeling so good that they can do anything they want. And to have the spread of the low end of the bass with the vocals that can kind of lilt and play on top of that. I mean, for me, it's such a natural combination that, you know, for me to give up one or the other, you know, sometimes I think, oh, it would just be so much easier if I just sang because the bass is big and it's, you know, it's an effort to carry and I'm not exactly a huge person. So, you know, oh, I'll just leave the bass. I can't do that. That's a part of who I am. I want to be involved with the band where I'm there for every single beat. You know, if you're just the singer, you're just, I mean, really, yeah, it's visual and it's in front. And, but I mean, to me, it's all about the band.
Mm-hmm.
And the voice may be one texture within that conversation, but to me, that core rhythm section, that's, man, that's the heartbeat. That's the thing that can make everybody feel so good and tapping their feet or taking them to places that when they show up for the concert, it doesn't matter whatever they came in with, but the band has the power to transport into these other places.
I can understand that dynamic because when we even sit and watch the Sitka High Jazz Band or the Jazz Combo play, they have a thing going that we're enjoying it, but we're not necessarily of it the way they are. And in fact, I had a couple kids here on Wednesday. I was asking them, you know, do you get nervous when Kristen Korb comes and plays with you or, you know, Wayne Wallace? And they go, no, we don't mind if they play with us. Okay. Interesting.
Well, so. There's some artists that are kind of intimidating, but I mean, I'm not exactly an imposing figure, you know, and Wayne is just this amazing hug-a-bear, you know? I mean,
right.
He's so generous in his spirit. And the kids can tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know who's in there to really help them to be the best that they can be in a fun sort of way and to be able to share in that headspace of what does it feel like to play with the pros.
Yeah, so you've sort of made your career in L.A., but I guess you got your calling back in the public school system of Montana. That's where what we've been talking about occurred, right?
Yeah, well, I grew up, you know, some of my childhood was in Montana. Where I first started listening to the jazz was in Boise, Idaho, another jazz mecca. But, you know, it was, you know, I fell in love with it there. And then we went back to Montana for my high school years. And, you know, it's because of people that, you like jazz? Check this out. Check out this recording. You need to listen to this. Or let's play together. You know, and having those experiences, just like the kids here,
wow.
You know, and it was even on a pep band trip where it really hit me, you know, like we were playing for state basketball or something, and we were in Great Falls, Montana, and there was a jazz festival in Missoula, Montana, and I realized, like, my junior year, it was like, whoa, I'm playing music, and I'm seeing more of the state of Montana than I would have just hanging out with my family. Wow, if I really work at this, I could go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will pay me to go to really cool, exotic places. I mean, Sitka, Alaska wasn't necessarily what I was thinking of initially at the time, but I mean, just this is my fifth visit here now.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this. I mean, yesterday we were whale watching. I was like, this is so amazing. I mean, how lucky am I to be able to wake up every day, play music with my friends, see humpback whales and otters and sea lions and then go to Ludwig's and have an amazing dinner and be with friends. I mean, this is the most amazing life ever.
Hear, hear.
Yes.
We're just about out of time, but you've been talking about this dynamic that starts, you know, with school kids learning how to play in groups and ensembles. and things. And you're coming into the schools to talk with students about their jazz and things. I'm wondering though, as a pro, and I guess you got your start really playing with Ray Brown, who was Oscar Peterson's bassist. And does that dynamic still work as a pro? I mean, is it still fun? I mean,
oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. If it's not fun, I'm not doing it. I mean, and the thing is the better I get, the more fun I have, and the more fun I have, the better I want to get. So for me, it's like I'm still very much a student. I'm still learning from playing with other musicians and being inspired. And if I feel down some days, you know, as just life happens, I'll put on a Ray Brown recording, and it makes me so happy to know that I had time with him and that sense of groove and that reminder of, you know, my job, you know, yeah, I play quarter notes, but it's more than that. That the music transmits life and joy and all these things that can make the world a better place. And so I think sometimes when people get down about it, it's because they forget the real mission and what it is. If it's just about the pitches and playing in tune and playing in time, that's really boring. I want to do those things so I can communicate ideas and inspire and be inspired. So,
Kristen, this is powerful stuff for 8 o'clock in the morning.
I'm getting ready to work with kids, man. Let's go.
You're going to be on tonight and tomorrow?
I will. Tonight's my main set, and then tomorrow I'll be doing some special guest artist things with folks. So,
all right. I'm looking forward to it a lot.
Me too.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Kristen Korb. She's a double bassist and vocalist. She's here performing for the Sitka Jazz Fest concerts. The concert opens tonight at 6:30. There's a jam that begins at 6. Tickets are on sale at Old Harbor Books, White's Pharmacy, and at the Sitka High School. They're cheaper if you buy them in advance than at the door.